Jumbo. Greetings to you. I would like to dedicate this story to the late but still great Dr. Hugh Morgan Hill and his wife, Dr. Hugh Morgan Hill, or you may know him as Brother Blue, and his wife, Ruth Hill. The greatest story of all is the story of humanity's common creation and common destiny. It is the story of the universe, the story of the earth, the story of you and me. This story tells how things came to be, and it ends with a vision of what might be. 200 million years ago, there was but one continent called Pangaea. And although we distinguish between the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Indian, and the Arctic Oceans, they are all part of a single, continuous ocean. The Earth is a woman. We see her curves in the hills and mountains and in her soft, valleyed belly. Because of the cycle of the grains and seasons of the Earth, we know why the Navajo people called her Changing Woman. A woman's womb is life's entry point, the earth's womb, its exit. She even suffers rape and abuse, just like a woman. The earthquake is her jealous wrath, the mystery of fire, her will and spirit, her force in shaping the land. Before the Western view of the earth as just a clod of dirt, she was worshipped in nearly every culture as a goddess. The people were intimately tied to the land because they knew she was sacred and alive. And they still knew the gifts and the chants that pleased her. The center of the earth, the volcano, is a hot, dense, molten core. And she sits in the tongue of the ocean. Her name is Oyoye. Her skin is as black as coal, her hair red as flames. She was content for a million years to putter in her house, stirring her red pepper soup in her huge iron pot. Through a small crack, she whispers her song. Tula, Tula, Tula Montwana. Tula, Tula, Tula Montwana. Musukana, Umama Geko, Mama Umzobuya. Musukana, Umama Geko, Mamam Sobuya. But one day, Oyoye walked to the edge of the center and pushed her hands upward. That was the day she met Ocean. The people called him Abzu, the watery deep. Abzu came close to her. He said, May I come in? Oyoye drew back. But I don't know you like that. Then let us meet here again and again until we do know each other. That was how the conversations began. And for 1,000 years, Oyoye walked back to the crack and talked with Ocean. Some days, Ocean didn't answer her call, but she could hear his voice boiling and dark in the distance. Some days, Oyoye didn't come at Ocean's call. But every day they did meet, they conversed on an infinite round of subjects. They talked about the things that moved them, about what was pleasurable and what bitter. Ocean asked her about her soup and about the shapes of her rocks. He even asked her what she dreamt when she slept at night. Then he told her of his purple coolness and of all the wonders of the sea, that the ocean gradually deepens as it extends from the shore, and that water is the great mover and distributor of life. He told her of all the creatures that live there and all the souls that rest there. He told her of his precious jewels that lay at the bottom of the sea. As the ebb and flow of the tide gently caressed the shore, rocking her to sleep. Oyoye came to know him better, and she whispered to him that she loved him. He said, Oyoye, my wonderful friend, may I come in now? Oyoye was afraid. She curled her fingers into the edges of the crack, beckoning him to descend into the abyss of billowy plumes deep inside her fiery core. Two seemingly incompatible elements, fire in the midst of water, water in the midst of fire. There were thunderous seas, banshee winds, lightning crackling. The mountain rumbled and jets of steam and vapor hissed from the hot spot in the rock, staining the cliffs, swirling clouds of smoke, bubbling pools of lava. The fire of Oyoye made the lava red hot, and the water of Abzu made it flow like a mighty river. The eruption continued day and night as hot rocks were thrown from her birth-giving depths. To the north formed Mount Toon, piercing the heavens. To the south, Mount Yega's crest rises as high as the sky. To the east, Mount Sirocco kissed the sun, and Mount Voon spans across the horizon to the west. From the terribly beautiful phenomenon of the earth's turning inside out gave rise to the separation of the microcontinent, the birth of the continents as we know them today. Africa, Eurasia, North and South America, Antarctica, and Australia, and the allotment of all the waters in the world, the Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, and Arctic oceans. A man and a woman's love is like the great ocean. And, like the earth, it nourishes and ensures future generations. Like the mighty waves of the ocean, It has far, far-reaching impact on our families, our communities, and the world. According to Bambara belief in circular time, the future inevitably lies in the past. Return always to the moment of brightness. Take it back to the beginning. Take it back to the beginning. Take it back.